This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz with local news and commentary for Thursday, the 15th of December. At long last, the lights are on above Tyler Plaza in downtown Port Townsend. The Main Street program and the city began talking about this project, suspending lights over the waterfront plaza, many moons ago. Main Street Program Executive Director Mari Mullen told me that the money for the illumination came from a Washington State Arts Commission matching grant for creative district cities such as this one. Additional funds came from Main Street itself and from local donors through the Give Big campaign. The city of Port Townsend provided the labor, while Simon Little of Studio STL helped create the design. City Public Works Director Steve King said that the plaza lights are a year-round fixture. You'll see them on from 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 10 o'clock every night. In business news, there are some local shops that have opened their doors recently. One is Type Townsend on Water Street near the Tyler Plaza. The owner, Shelley French, has lived here 14 years while working in finance management for nonprofit organizations. "When I retired, I decided I was going to write a book," she told me, "and I bought a typewriter. It was a manual, and it needed repairs. She had to take it to a typewriter handyman in Bremerton. He fixed it, and French bought another one." She told me, quote, "I ended up with 150 typewriters," end quote. Then she completed a 12-week apprentice program. One thing led to another, and she opened Type Townsend on December 3rd. French buys, sells, and repairs typewriters, and she has set up a meeting space for people who write to come and hang out and even share their work. Soon, a coffee shop will be added once French gets health department approval for it. She expects that in about 2 or 3 weeks. Also downtown is the House of the Fawn on Taylor Street across from the Rose Theater, where Olympic Art and Office used to be. The owners are Lisa and Catherine, the Leperati sisters of Port Townsend. Their place, which has a deer-like feminine creature on the front door, is full of artistic home decor. You may have heard on KPTZ and in other local media that the Rose Theater's longtime owner, Rocky Friedman, has sold the business to George Marie and her partner, Michael D'Alessandro. D'Alessandro comes to the Rose after serving as co-executive director of Olympic Angels, an organization supporting children in foster care across the peninsula. He is stepping down from that post, according to Olympic Angels spokesperson April Thompson. Morgan Hanna, a co-founder of the organization, is taking on the executive director role. Marie is the manager of the Port Townsend Writers Conference and other writing programs at Centrum. When I asked her if she'll be leaving that post, she replied, quote, "No news on that front at the moment," end quote, "but she will keep us posted." In other news on the world arts scene, the internationally known dancer, choreographer, and educator Bill Evans is staying home in Port Townsend to offer classes for all kinds of people this winter. One is called Motion is Lotion. This is an exploratory movement class for people of all ages who want to enjoy more ease and pleasure as they move through life. No dance experience required. Motion is Lotion classes will be one Wednesday a month starting the first week of January at the Madrona Mind-Body Institute at Fort Worden. The early bird pricing deadline is today. Evans will also teach a somatic dance lab, both in person and online, starting on January 7th. Dancers of all styles and levels are invited to learn more about how our bodies have evolved to move. The dance lab will go for 6 Saturdays, also at Madrona Mindbody, and it too has an early bird price deadline today. Information awaits at madronamindbody.com. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz. Please wear your mask indoors, and thanks for listening.